You're listening to SBS News.
Nyunga Murra Yorta Yorta and Torres Strait Islander woman Alira Murray hasn't always been overly familiar with her culture. But through using and working on the 50 Words Project, she is starting to feel more connected to her Indigenous background.
Just click online and have that accessibility, and also, you know, online and free is huge. The position to be able to sit in my room or go home and listen to languages is really comforting. And for me, as someone whose family has moved around a lot, I only know, you know, bits and pieces of my own language and culture.
The 50 Words Project website highlights the diversity of First Nations languages, virtually taking users on country to hear the authentic word pronunciations. The learning tool demonstrates how to say 50 words and phrases in local languages through listening to audio of a native speaker. For instance, in Ika Opeka Isma Akara, these phrases translate to "What is your name? Come here, let's go." Cardo Muir is one of the language speakers who provided words for Nalia language. He told NITV about 200 Aboriginal languages were previously spoken across Australia, but today that's fallen to just 20.
You know, basically the nations, First Nations people here, suffered as a consequence of colonisation, and 90% of the population died or disappeared. And as a consequence, 90% of the languages have also disappeared.
He says the potential loss of some languages means the community's understanding of the land will be diminished.
If you learn a language, you then get access to that particular way of thinking that ties you back to country, back into the dreaming, the creation, and your ancestors.
Alira Murray says the role of elders and community members in the project is not only preserving their voices, but it's showcasing how the words relate across the different languages.
I'm still learning, so that has been a journey for itself. I think one thing that I really love about the project is that you can see the diversity of all our languages, but also you wouldn't realise some of the similarities in languages as well, particularly for words like hand, which is Mara in some languages, and foot, which is Jinna. You'll see that in Northern WA, multiple languages use this word, but also you'll see in, you know, South Australia or even in Victoria, they use the same word for hand or foot.
Linguistics Associate Professor Nick Teeberger from the University of Melbourne is one of the academic leads on the project.
We wanted to do it in a way that didn't take things away from Aboriginal people. We wanted to be working in partnership with Indigenous Australians, and so we set up the framework and we invited speakers of languages to contribute, and that's the way that it's grown organically.
The project first began in July last year, and it's been updated so it's more user-friendly in time for NAIDOC Week. Associate Professor Teeberger says the website includes educational resources for teachers to apply in schools.
We've also heard from Aboriginal people who, you know, don't speak their own language anymore, that they're really moved to hear, you know, a relative speaking this language. So people who've moved and don't speak the language anymore, but they've still got connections to family who speak the language, and then they hear these recordings. So even though it's fairly simple, 50 or so words, it still has a big impact.
Alira Murray says if children start to speak the words in the playground, then they will then recognise the traditional owners of the land. This exchange in Loawa means goodbye, I'll see you later, where are you going, I'm going home. More than 60 languages are featured, and it's hoped more can be added so up to 100 languages will be available in the future. NAIDOC Week continues until Sunday, November the 15th, with the theme Always Was, Always Will Be, to recognise First Nations people have occupied the land for more than 65,000 years. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.